If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And I have with me today as a guest for our entire show one of my most favorite people on the planet. And he will, you've heard him before, but he will be your most favorite as well. His name is Peter Anderson. He's the founder of Anderson & Associates. He hails from the West Coast, beautiful Santa Monica. And I've done a lot of work with him through the years because he is a leading expert and a worldwide expert on your favorite topic, how to be healthy, how to be beautiful, how to luxuriate, how to live your best life through this melding of wellness, spa activities, hospitality, and senior living and lifestyle all at the same time. A consultant to many, many companies, many of which you know, you've seen, and we're going to be talking about some interesting things, cutting-edge things. So thank you so much for being with us today, Peter. It's such a pleasure to talk to you each time.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
All right, so we have four segments that we're going to be together, and we're going to kind of parcel them out. And I want to start now with a concept, because you're always bringing us new concepts. This concept of wellness real estate or wellness realty, what does it mean from a business point of view, but what does it mean to us in our own lives and for the future of our aging and thriving?
Well, you know, historically, we have chosen places to live based on the amenities, the facilities, things that speak to our needs as you know, citizens of a community. But wellness real estate, from a consumer's perspective, is really is selecting environments that are designed to enhance your own personal well-being. And in many ways, they're not revolutionary. In many ways, it's a very matter-of-fact kind of integration. For instance, choosing a community that has sidewalks, as opposed to there are some communities where pedestrian traffic is discouraged. And you can see that as people's front lawns go right to the street. And it's not as if you can't walk in those, but you're not invited to. You flip that on its head, and you look at an environment or a residential area where there are a lot of sidewalks, and there are nodes of activity in terms of town centers, and the community is basically saying, get out, walk on the streets, meet your neighbors. You get the benefits of the aerobics from walking. You get the benefits from social contact. And so all of a sudden that becomes one small sliver of a wellness environment. So as I said, it's not as if there's something that is particularly cutting edge, but it's a thoughtful design that incorporates the needs of the individuals. And as we get older, our needs change. Our need for community, the size and shape of our families, the how we connect, is modified based on a whole lot of different factors. And so having a community that can understand that and address it proactively is wellness real estate.
Here's a true story that reminded me of you yesterday. And just what you're talking about. I was actually in a car with a friend of mine, and we had just come back from a very well-known chain gym. Now, she's a personal trainer. She's over 60, and she was my personal trainer when I was 50 and has been ever since. So we came home in the car, and her son called, and her son was in Australia. And I know that you go to wellness and spa conferences all over the world, and one of them is Australia. And he said, Ma, I've never been to Australia before, but I can tell you this. They exercise more than we do because, you know, she's a wellness coach, and he's he's actually from California, a handsome guy, young guy, about 32, and very fit. And she says, what do you mean? How do you know that? You just landed. He said, well, while I was walking through the park and Bondi Beach and to the hotel, there were outdoor exercise stands all over the place. Now, we have a couple of them, he said, in our parks, and I live in California. We have some on the beach, but I never saw anything like this. Anybody and everybody was exercising. Is that the kind of thing you mean where it just becomes an organic part of your environment?
Well, absolutely. You know, and it can be enhanced as well. I mean, you have things like your fitness stations, and you can do a circuit. You can meet your friends and do a circuit. You can do, for instance, all 18 stations, or you can do 4 or 5 of them. So it becomes part of the social fabric where you don't have to buy a membership. You don't have to live behind a gated community to have access to these kinds of things. This is really about recreation at its basic level that is supported either by the developer or by the community in which you're living. Now, the interesting part of that is...
Well, actually, what I was going to say was... Everything is resonating almost like one piece to me as we're talking. I was just on the phone with a realtor, and that realtor was in a gated community, somebody who sells from a very large gated community, also in Southern California, and they're talking about the amenities. And the amenities were very good. It was not an over 55 community, but it had a lot of those features where there's a clubhouse, there's exercise, there are walking clubs, things like that. However, it is behind closed doors. It's not part of the fabric of, let's say, Palm Springs or the town. It was built. It's purpose-built and behind closed walls. Are we saying that this idea of the over 55 community or the purpose-built gated community might be rethought to something where open spaces, open communities could be having some of these things, and that's the new idea of wellness realty or wellness development? I don't know.
Well, it takes a lot of different levels. In fact, it's not to democratize the concept that now all of a sudden everybody needs to have access to a wellness community. But clearly, in a utopian society, all communities would be wellness based. But we're getting there slowly, taking it from the social R&D, where at one point it was the purview of the wealthiest and the most privileged and the ones with the greatest access. Developers are realizing that these amenities sell homes, they sell work environments, they sell office buildings, and so they add there's a great value add to incorporating this that is good not only for the user, but it's good for the developer. We looked at, and probably the earliest example that comes to mind is Canyon Ranch. Canyon Ranch built their development in Miami, residential development with 100,000 square foot spa and wellness center. And this was back probably 15 or 20 years ago. It's been a while. And at the time, they had nutritionists and they had personal coaches and they had all sorts of lifestyle amenities that had not been embraced by the community. I mean, it was revolutionary concept. What they discovered is that they had hired a third-party independent group to evaluate the efficacy of this from a sales perspective. They realized they were getting a 25% premium on their real estate based on the enhanced amenities, because people wanted to be in a community where they had access to these kinds of amenities and they couldn't get it anywhere else.
So money talks, and therefore, as we register, as our listeners, as my audience says to the developers, that they, if they're looking for a new home, or the builders if they're building a home, or the renovators if they're renovating a home, or choosing communities if they're moving for retirement, which many of my listeners are, you know, your voice is being heard. If you are willing to pay a premium to live in an area where that is walkable, an area where the food on the shelves in the local supermarket is healthier as well as delicious, if you have health care access that's speedy, and you have a real medical home, it's going to get built. And it's not just going to get built for us boomers or mature or elders, but it's going to get built across the board. Now, when we come back, I want to pick Peter's brain in a whole other area that fascinates me, and that is this whole idea of wellness in the world of hospitality. I love to travel. According to the AARP, Peter, 84% of all people retiring say that their number one goal after retirement is to travel. And we know that you've got your finger on the pulse of the hospitality industry, not just the housing industry, as to what's new there. One of them, of course, we'll talk about is wellness rooms. That's kind of interesting. But what else is happening? There's a lot going on with that kind of model for what they now call mature travel. Something that, you know, used to be just relegated to cruise ships is not the case anymore. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about what's new with the spa. The beauty treatments that Great. Used to be medical, you know, is becoming something that's more environmental, more organic, and cheaper, too. So we'll be talking about all these things because it's really hard to get one person like Peter Anderson, who's a triple threat, wellness, beauty, and of course, hospitality. Don't go anywhere. You're going to have a great time.
Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And one of the things that we know about the mature travel market, that's us, by the way, if you want to know what they call you behind your back, is that we do travel. We are the ambassadors of the world, but we do have, particularly when we get into our 80s, you know, people in their 60s and 70s are traveling like kids. I'm just doing an article for my latest blog on birding. And, the birders that we're talking about in their 50s, 60s, and even 70s, they're climbing mountains to bird. Don't think of, you know, somebody with just the binoculars and the big hat and they're worried about the mosquitoes. No. First, they hike, then they climb, then they row, then they look at a bird. So we're very active travelers. We are a different kind of traveler. Nevertheless, wellness is a big buzzword in the field of hospitality, and one of the leaders in that actually is Peter Anderson, who is the founder of Anderson and Associates and a consultant. It's very likely what he's going to tell people you want, you're going to see in your next hotel. So it's important. So what is going on with these wellness rooms and these different things that you talk about to me about all the time?
Well, I mean, the hospitality industry understands that travel now is a way of life as opposed to a one-off kind of thing that their consumers indulge in. And so historically, when someone would travel, it would be rich desserts and sleeping in and, you know, a lot of pampering. And while that's still an option, a lot of hotel companies, especially some of the major brands, realize that that's not what the mainstream regular traveler wants. They want to be able to adhere to the kind of life they have at home with the perks of travel. So therefore, it's healthy eating. And in the food and beverage departments in many hotels, we're seeing a renaissance of food that is not only delicious, but is good for you. You know, food is medicine. Food is energy. Food is, you know, a staple core to fuel your well-being. So menus that are designed to entice you are also designed to help you feel fit so you don't get the vacation bloat, that you don't come home and say, I've got to get back onto my program. You stay on your program while you're in a hotel. When you go to a guest room, you know, triple purified air and vitamin C infused showers and full spectrum lighting to combat jet lag and plants to help with the detoxification in your room are all amenities that companies look at in terms of creating environments that are going to promote a healthy stay for the guest. And while it may not revolutionize their lifestyle patterns, it's certainly going to support the ones that, that people have. And and the market is embracing that aggressively because it's good. It feels good. It's good for you.
Yeah, and you know, you're right. Vacation used to be a stop. It stopped everything. It was a time to indulge. It was very hedonistic. And I do credit my generation that they can't quite do that anymore. It's not so easy to indulge in everything and anything and then end up coming back home and having to start from scratch at the gym and start from scratch in your diet and your cholesterol and your diabetes and all these things. You can't take a vacation from health anymore. And I think some younger people still don't want to do that, but when we were younger, we kind of could take a vacation from health, so to speak. But I was fascinated, Peter, when you said to me that some of this started in all places, Vegas. And the wellness rooms in Vegas, which used to be just the opposite, they would have no sunlight, they would rev you up so you could gamble all night long, and all of a sudden, they're the beginning of these wellness rooms. Tell us a little bit about the wellness rooms and how popular they are.
Well, the wellness rooms are, they were retrofitted by a firm that specialized in creating healthy indoor environments. And the firm basically had operates off of the premise that there was a time, you know, in our evolution where we lived outside. We now spend 95% of our life indoors. So why not make indoors as healthy as it can be? And they started working with workplace and then with guest rooms and effectively the hotel, they were looking at hotels and had an average rate of about $150 a night. And what they realized is they did a pilot program and they converted about 100 rooms. And for a $30 upcharge, which is significant off of a $150 rate, the market elected to have a healthy opt for a healthy room with shower beds that would have reflexology stones in them. So as you're standing in the shower, waking up in the morning, you're walking around, actually having your feet massaged in a therapeutic way. Lots of small things like this became very popular, and so the market, the least obvious market you would think, Las Vegas, became this kind of a bastion of these healthy hotel rooms. And not only were they so popular that people were clamoring for them, but they had to significantly increase their inventory of these rooms because because the market was telling them that this was something that they not only liked, but they were willing to pay for. And that's an enormous endorsement when people speak with their wallets.
Now, and they also speak with their aging, because about 2 years ago, I began to go to a hotel called Even, E-V-E-N. I know you're very familiar with the chain. And they are rooms, they're kind of bare-bone-ish. These are no luxury, but they have the gym in your room. Everybody's got a place to lift weights, to go on a ball, and they have, of course, a television with a coach. And you can watch in your own room and be coached. And they have a gym in the hotel, but they also have a mini gym in every room. And when I first went there, everybody was young. They were all these young road warriors going to different parts of the country for business. And I was, too. I wasn't such a young one. I was an old road warrior, but I was there, too. Well, about 6 months ago when I went for the 40th time, everybody was much older. About 2 months ago, they were older still. And so you began to see how many people who are older are still working, want those same kind of amenities. They want to have their gym every single day and make it easy for them before they go to their meeting or their committee or whatever it is. And it's not just a young person's game anymore. Wellness and work have become a very important continuum as we get older, or even if we have our own business, we want to keep it that way. But one thing, and in the last few seconds of this segment, that I do have to bring up is we do change as we get older. We look different. We use the spa differently. We think of beauty differently and treatments differently. And I want Peter Anderson to change his hat yet again and talk to us in the next segment about what's new at the spa, because he's always going to global wellness meetings and conferences and actually has been the consultant to most of the big-name spas that you know in one way or another. Some of them you can afford, some of them you can't, but it all filters down.
You may think that I'm full of it.
It's the law. We'll be right back.
Bother me not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year.
You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And, you know, when I work with these stations, our wonderful stations, and a shout-out to everybody who is carrying us on this show, the only syndicated show, nationally syndicated show on aging, I send a little promo every week. And Peter Anderson is my guest this week, and he is the founder of Anderson & Associates, and he is a consultant to many hospitality facilities, to spa facilities, beauty facilities, and he's working now in the field of assisted living, aging, and residences for the mature. And we'll talk about that in the next segment of our show. But I was very tempted when I did the promo for you, Peter, only to say that Peter makes you beautiful, because I knew if... If I said that, I'd have many more people listening to the show than if I said anything else. I'll give you one quick anecdote. Peter Anderson is located on the West Coast, and there was a wonderful, wonderful woman who was one of the first journalists in the field of aging. And she wrote so many articles for the Times and the Post, but she wrote it all out in California. And she said to me, you know, personally, you want to know the article that I wrote that most people read more than any other article? I said, what was it? She said, it was when I got my plastic surgery and I told people about my facelift. Everybody read it. So I know for sure for my audience where they're at. What's going on at the spa that we should know about if we're at least 40 plus and maybe 60 plus?
Interesting question. Well, lots are happening at the spa, and there's a big shift away from there's a big shift towards integrated wellness. And probably the easiest way to describe this, even in the context of a facelift, is skincare. Now, skin is your largest organ. And your skin is pretty much something that is a mirror of your lifestyle in terms of how well you take care of yourself, how much sleep you get, the quality of your nutrition. And for years and years, spas would enhance your skin with external treatments, with exfoliation, with steam, with infusions, and that still happens. But in addition to a lot of tremendous skincare, the spa industry has taken a step to say, well, let's look at the nutrition and the diet and the emotional well-being of our guests, and what can we do to promote wellness from the inside out. So in many ways, the spa industry has taken an additional step to look at the integrated whole of the person. And it's just more, it enhances in a very authentic way what they've historically done, but at a much deeper level.
Now, of course, one of the things that we know about is injectables and other types of things that used to be only for the bailiwick of a doctor. You might get Botox, and you might have gotten collagen treatments and Restylane and all the shots years ago at the very beginning, but it was either a dermatologist, an MD, or a plastic surgeon. And now we have a whole new world of cosmetologists, estheticians, They have different kinds of licenses. It depends on where they are in the country, how much licensing they need. And they're doing these things. Of course, I've been at the Beverly Hills Mall, where you can get your Botox from a little cart in the hall, and other places where you have to have a medical doctor looking to see what's going on. With the spa, has there now been this melding of wellness, medicine, and beauty? Is there overlaps now? And is it? I find that there is, and a bit confusing to the consumer. But what does the industry say?
Well, it can be a little bit confusing because, for instance, when you look at what a medical spa is, we don't have one clear definition or a line of demarcation from an aesthetic spa to a medical spa to a wellness center. So you're exactly right that there is a lot of gray area and a lot of overlap. It's important to realize, though, that anytime you puncture the skin, anytime you break that barrier, you know, there is medical intervention. So even if it is a kiosk somewhere as part of a mall or a spa, anybody that is going to do something that is invasive like that is going to be regulated or supervised through some facet of the American Medical Association, be it a nurse or a plastic surgeon or a combination thereof. So there's still very, very strict guidelines to ensure the health and safety of the clientele. The fact that there's Botox, then there's injectables. Botox pretty much paralyzes your skin, makes us look 10 years younger with very little effort because your cells are effectively frozen. Using that type of a treatment in combination with a tremendous facial and a good nutritional program is the kind of direction that we're seeing the beauty, medical, and wellness environments go. So they're basically taking the best practices of each one of those silos and incorporating them to create an effect that is, that is synergistic, is better than any one of the three individually.
And the interesting part, too, is it democratizes a little bit because when you deal with Botox or Dysport, it's not that expensive. I mean, certainly not everybody can afford it, but it's very, very much less invasive. It's much cheaper than actually having a facelift. Put that together with good food and some meditation, and you're getting maybe 80% of the results you would get if you were putting tons of money, tons of time, and tons of pain in it. So I think that's where it's going. Gather, I hope, with the fact that we're looking at older faces differently and with greater acceptance and with greater feelings of beauty. Although they used to say that only the French could do that, I think we're seeing beautiful stars now that are older, and we're accepting that. But I don't know if that's infiltrating the market. Does it really sell, or is it just wishful thinking on my part, Peter?
It's a little of both. I think as our population ages, we realize that we earn our wrinkles. We earn our laugh lines. And so to sidestep them completely creates a level of inauthenticity. And some people can get away with that, and some people embrace that. But there's others of us that realize that a little bit of what is classically considered imperfection is actually quite a bit of perfection. And so, yes, you're exactly right. The idea of the definition of beauty, the definition of aesthetically pleasing, shifts as our collective consciousness embraces different profiles of what that is. And
Yeah, I don't know if you read this or any of us listening, any of you guys listening read about this spat. I'm going to call it a spat. I don't know what to call it. Between Jane Fonda, right, and one of the kind of leading folks in newscasting when the interviewer asked about her facelift. And this was something that Jane Fonda didn't want to talk about. She wanted to talk about her political abilities and her acting abilities, which she thought was so much more important than the facelift. The interviewer, Megyn Kelly, wanted to talk about the facelift. And it was taken as almost like an insult, or an aggressive act. And I thought back to my friend who knew that from a news point of view, her facelift was more important than all the other things that she had been doing. It made more news. So it really is interesting. We don't know yet what to make of or think of ourselves when we change our face, or to think of other people when they change their face. I think that it's the jury's out as to how culturally we still look at this. How does the industry look at it? They just want to make money on it, and they call it anti-aging still, or do they have any better words for this?
Well, anti-aging, I mean, as you and I have both talked in the past, death is the definition of anti-aging. And the market is becoming more and more aware of that anti-aging is really a bit of a misnomer. But certainly, I think when we look at the industry that is promoting health, wellness, and beauty with the emphasis on beauty, it's such a personal decision that really creating environments where the customer can select how they want to define their beauty is probably the safest and most supportive way to go. I mean, clearly Jane Fonda is a beautiful woman, but
right.
And there's no way that she looks as if she as her age. Women that are 80 years old do not have have wrinkles. You know, they have laugh lines.
They don't have those cheeks.
Oh,
we
so
come back.
Clearly,
you're sensing it. You're sensing it. We're at the end of our segment. I hate to cut you off, but I'm going to continue with this. Because I want to know what to do.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit. But I am happy and freely I'm inappropriate.
And he's going to tell.
For my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio.
Once again, this is Adrian Bergen. This is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. It's the fountain of truth about aging. And we talk about wellness real estate. We're speaking with Peter Anderson, who's the founder of Anderson & Associates, a well-known West Coast firm that is the consultant all over the world to hospitality industry, housing industry, spas, probably the very spas you go to if you go to brand name spas, on what's new, what's important to the mature guest. So we just talked about just the way we feel almost philosophically or culturally about facelifts, Botox, this sort of thing, and how the industry is catering to it. But I asked Dan a dirty question, which is, you go all over, Peter, you see products, new services. What do you think is new and useful? Is there anything we haven't heard of that's on the horizon?
Well, you know, there is a deluge of new products, and it's dizzying to try to keep up with the products, the trends, the procedures. So I would not claim to say that this is new, but in the last few years, it's new to me, and I'm seeing more of it in the market, are acupuncture facelifts. And effectively what happens is that traditionally a surgeon would, cut your skin and pull your muscles to a place where you're defying gravity and your skin is smoother and your muscles are tighter. In an acupuncture environment, it's so much less invasive, and they stimulate the muscles, the muscle junctures with the bone, so that the muscles are tightened, similar in a surgical procedure, but it's done in a much more natural way, and so there isn't that reach that sometimes certain plastic surgeons will create a face that doesn't look quite as real as it might. It doesn't take you back to when you were 30 or 40, but, you know, gives you a completely different look. So acupuncture facials use the same principles as surgery without in a much less invasive environment. And there's also, in addition to the muscle tightening, there's lots and lots of hydration, moisturizing, firming. And so this procedure lasts about 2 hours, and to get maximum effect, it takes about 6 or 8 procedures, depending on where you're starting from and where you want to end up. It's much less expensive than a traditional surgical situation, and a lot safer, and there's no downtime. And so I'm seeing this kind of thing where we're looking at traditional Chinese medicine, we're looking at other types of wellness modalities that actually enhance some of the treatments that historically we've seen happen through Western medicine or through traditional or that happen in traditional spa environments.
We have a local acupuncturist, and I've used acupuncture for a very different thing, and that is I was really, really seasick. I got seasick so much that I couldn't go on even a regular cruise in a big boat. And I had the opportunity to go on a small boat called the Gullet, which is a Turkish boat, around the Greek islands as a journalist. And who would want to say no to that? Nobody. So I said, what should I do? And every pill didn't matter. Someone suggested, have acupuncture, which I did, for curing seasickness. And I will tell you, I was the best sailor, and I still am the best sailor ever. And it was a shock to me that it worked. Yeah, and I was way over 60. This wasn't like a kid doing it. It was not that long ago. So I wonder, though, when you're seeing these acupuncture facelifts, we'll call it, are they being provided by traditional Chinese medicine folks like I went to? Or is it the Canyon Ranches of the world and the Mirabelles and all the ones that use the expensive stuff? Where are they coming into the market from?
I am still seeing it done in a traditional Chinese environment. I haven't seen a lot of this in mainstream spas, and that doesn't mean it's not happening there, but the interesting part of acupuncture aesthetics is that it really takes a very practiced hand, a very skilled, intuitive healer to get it right. And to that end, it's not as formulaic that you can train and replicate easily. So a lot of the best ones are still kind of in traditional medical environments, and those medical environments are often attached to Western hospitals. It's not as if you're going to a back room somewhere. Far from that, they're mainstream medicine, but they're not necessarily. I have not seen them on the acupuncture rejuvenation on mainstream spa menus.
But as soon as it has a name, acupuncture aesthetics, we know it's in. You see, it has to have the name first, and I didn't hear the name before, so now that you've said it, mm-hmm. It is, it's been pulled into being. Well, we only have a minute or two left, and as always, there's so much to cover. And one of the things I wanted to cover that we actually can't is using all of these trends, we'll call them, in hospitality, in wellness or real estate, in aesthetics, physical aesthetics, and how it's going to impact another industry that you consult with, which is the industry of assisted living, over 55 communities, what we call the mature residential trends today, and even aging in place, even staying at home. So what I'm going to do, because it's clearly a topic that's perfect for our show, is I'm simply going to invite you to be our guest again and devote some time to just that. What can we expect if we do retire, perhaps we move to a new residence, which we think is going to be forever, but then we get into our 80s or even 85 because there is so much longevity, and we move yet again. And this time it's to a place that has some kind of medical model associated with it, or an independent living where you can go into assisted living, Are we going to be carrying through, Peter, the same ideas of wellness and beauty and vitality, or are we really fooling ourselves that things have really changed in these environments? So I'm going to invite you back. I hope you say yes. Say yes.
Oh, absolutely, yes. 1,000 times yes.
And we thank you so much. Go ahead.
No, we will see changes. I look forward to discussing that with you in the future.
Yeah, we will, and we've been speaking with Peter Anderson, who is the founder of Anderson and Associates, who sees the clouds of change when it comes to the mature market from so many aspects and angles that are all coming home to roost. And you guys, get out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,